online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, Lucy Hickmott.
KMFM's been told more than 10 landlords in Canterbury are offering free rent to female students in exchange for sexual favours. Khaleesi Opulencia, who studies at Canterbury Christchurch Uni, went undercover posting an ad online saying she was looking for a room.
The way they speak to you is as if, you know, they're doing me a favour. I can understand why a vulnerable person would find that quite a good deal. Someone who's desperate for a roof over their head would think that maybe this is my only choice.
Police say they'll investigate any cases reported to them. The issue's also been raised in the Commons today. Edward Argyr is the Parliamentary Under-Secretary of State for Justice.
It is already a criminal offence by virtue of the Sexual Offences Act 2003. The decision whether to prosecute and under what offence rests entirely with the CPS rather than the MOJ. However, my officials have been working to raise awareness of the offences available to prosecute this behaviour.
KMFM News.
Two men named as suspects in the Salisbury poisoning have denied having anything to do with it. In their first interview, the pair have claimed they only visited the city as tourists. The attack left a former Soviet spy and his daughter critically ill. Part of the A249 is still closed more than 6 hours after a serious crash. A van and a motorbike collided on the northbound stretch between the M20 and M2 at about 6:30 this morning. Keep listening to KMFM for travel updates. The NSPCC is urging the government to take action as new figures show a sharp rise in the number of child abuse image offences recorded by police in Kent. More than 1,000 cases were dealt with by the force in the past year. That works out at around 3 a day and is up from just 381 in the previous 12 months. Emma Motherwell is from the charity.
One of the things that we are really campaigning for is the introduction of a real tough independent regulator that needs to hold social networks to account so we can try and tackle the grooming at source, really, cut these images off at source.
Kent Police say a significant amount of resources has been committed to help keep children safe online. A court in Europe's ruled the UK's programme of mass surveillance violates people's right to privacy. The case, which was brought by charities including Amnesty International and Big Brother Watch, judges have also decided the interception of material from journalists breaches the right to freedom of information. A Kent man's been ordered to pay back £17,000 he made from dealing cocaine or spend another 6 months behind bars. Police found drugs and cash at Jordan Martin's home in North Leek Green near Gravesend. The 22-year-old was jailed for 2 years last December.
KMFM.
KMFM News.
The Brexit Secretary is promising that EU roaming charges won't return even if the UK fails to reach an agreement about withdrawing from the European Union. Dominic Raab also says the UK won't pay its £39 billion divorce bill if we leave the EU without a deal. Meanwhile, the Prime Minister is in the middle of a special cabinet meeting to discuss preparations for a no-deal Brexit. A mum from Sevenoaks is aiming to tackle hygiene poverty by launching a project for disadvantaged families. Lizzie Hall set up Beauty Bank Kent last month to collect toiletries and sanitary products, which are then distributed at local food banks. She says most of us take those items for granted.
It's an expectation. The toothbrushes will be there. Their toiletries in their bathroom will be there. But that isn't the reality for people living on our doorstep. And I think that's why this has caught on and got so big so quickly, because it is about donating local and helping local.
There's been a huge demand and she now has 25 collection points across the county and has provided hundreds of products. The government's rejected calls for buffer zones to be brought in outside abortion clinics across England and Wales. The Home Secretary says introducing protest-free areas to prevent harassment of patients would not be a proportionate response. A man's been charged with stealing charity boxes from businesses in Dover. Donations have been taken from 8 pubs and hotels in the town since the end of August. A 22-year-old from Deal is also accused of shoplifting from an Asda and Boots. He's due in court today. Interest rates have been left unchanged at 0.75%. Bank of England policymakers decided on an increase last month from the long-term low of 0.5%.
Sport.
With dynoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Cricket and Surrey could be crowned county champions for the first time since 2002 today. They'd win Division 1 with either a draw or a victory over Worcestershire. A short time ago, Surrey needed another 100 runs to win with 7 wickets remaining. And staying with cricket, former England all-rounder Paul Collingwood is to retire at the end of the season. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.